John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and join me again, and I love saying again because Sandra was such a wonderful guest before, and we found out after our conversation that we shared with you folks that, lo and behold, she has written a special book. She's written many books. In fact, Sandra Ingerman is the website, SandraIngerman.com, SandraIngerman.com. But this is one that I know she is very proud of. Well, she's proud of all her books, and rightfully so. That's good stuff. But this is geared more for the younger reader. And I just love the imagination that is instilled in this work. The Hidden Worlds is the name of the book. Maybe because I always felt I was kind of one of those kids on the fringe. I didn't quite fit in, and you know, I was in sports, but I was also in science and music and theater. And so it's like, oh, what is that John up to? He's kind of an oddball. But you have really kind of brought your world into the Hidden Worlds with Catherine Wood and created this wonderful book for young readers. And if you have a young reader in your family, or if you have a grandchild who's a young reader, or if you have a next-door neighbor you like who's a good reader, this is a book to share with that child. Get a copy of the book. Go to SandraIngerman.com. Go to your local independent bookseller. If they don't have a book in stock, they will get one for you post-haste so you can gift it out. But I think there's a two-step question I want you to bring us into this conversation with Sandra. One, give us some of your background. And then two, talk specifically about the Hidden Worlds and how this book kind of manifested itself, because it is a gem.
Yeah, well, I'm a licensed psychotherapist, and 35 years ago I got introduced to the wonderful world of shamanism and shamanic journeying, and have had amazing success teaching people how to perform what we call shamanic journeys, where we go into the imaginal realms to meet up with compassionate spirits, kind of like how we think about guardian angels. And there's such a resurgence of shamanism in the West right now. It's just wild. I mean, tens of thousands of adults are taking courses and reading books on how to find their helping, compassionate spirit. But children need that spiritual foundation too, because the reason adults are so attracted to shamanic work is because of the power of the helping spirits to give us guidance, to share unconditional love with us, and to perform healings on us when we're in need. And what a gift to give to our children. I do shamanic healings, and I work a lot with children, and they're so receptive to the work, because all children journey. They're always journeying. It's we as adults cut off the imaginal realms when we step into adulthood and society says, you know, stay with the status quo and get a good job and, you know, live a life that society supports. But children never lost that connection to the imaginal worlds. And so it was really important for me to be able to write a book to support children in their own journeys into realms where they can get the help that they need, because just like we as adults are feeling such turbulence in the world today, you can only imagine the fear and the instability and the wondering what the future holds for the children as they're growing up in a world that is dismembering before our eyes. And so it was so important for me to give children tools. And instead of writing a how-to book, Catherine and I joined together to write a story about children who met up with their helping spirits and how their helping spirits helped them personally, but then also help them to solve an environmental issue that was happening in their community.
Wow. One of the first thoughts that struck me is that you very quickly brought into play in your story the fact that as we often do, if we allow ourselves, whether we're young, old, or whatever, we can push ourselves into a corner where we feel isolated and alone. And I think maybe children even more so, because they have to be dependent upon any parental figure that provides the basic food and shelter, so we hope. And so they have that extra level of reliance on someone else where they can feel isolated and alone. But you bring four characters together from really kind of four corners of this special universe you've created, and each one is so compelling, and I just like bonded with these kids instantly.
Yeah, well, Isaiah, who is kind of one of the main stars of the book, he actually came to me in a dream, and that's how I started to write the book, was with Isaiah's story. He is a very intelligent kid, but very fragile physically, has a lot of illness, and a grizzly bear as a power animal came to help him and share with him how he can become healthy, and again helped him with this mystery of this environmental drama that was going on. And George, he was a special needs child, and Octopus came in to give him a whole new perspective on life and really helped him tap into the gifts that he has. Instead of focusing on what he can't do, Octopus taught him his strengths and his gifts in the world. And Rose, who was adopted and comes from a different culture in China, Giraffe taught her how to start to learn how to relate with the other school children that she was having fights with and was isolating herself from. And Magda, who was a great soccer star, and, you know, she was really in her body and very different from Isaiah and George and Rose, who were struggling a lot to connect. She knew how to connect, but Panther taught her the gift of kindness and how to relate better with others. And so when these children would go to sleep at night, the animals would come to them and teach them and take them places, and all of a sudden they found themselves in a shared place in the non-ordinary realms where they started to meet each other and talk to each other and get to know each other more. It's a really powerful story.
It really is. And I love the many messages that you know, weave into your story. I have to believe that The Hidden Worlds, this book, folks, is something that had been slowly establishing itself in your mind for years. I mean, elements of this, this is just my analogy, but every creative, I think, their mind is like rows and rows of shelves, and all the shelves have countless baskets. And each basket, when you observe something, when you feel something, when you experience something, you put it in a special basket, and until the right moment happens when that basket is full, and that particular project or whatever has to manifest itself. I think The Hidden Worlds, for you, from my perspective, has been something that has been slowly building over many years, and there is a time now where it had to happen. This seems like an obvious question, but is this something you and Catherine are looking to build into a series?
Yeah, absolutely. And what happened for me is I actually wrote the book a really long time ago, but I don't have children myself, and so I just kind of kept giving lesson after lesson after lesson, and my agent and publishers were saying, my God, children, they can't relate to just so much wisdom and lessons. They need stories. Tell them a story. And so Catherine, who is a brilliant school teacher, she helped me develop a storyline so that it just wasn't lesson after lesson, but, you know, we actually had a story to take children into where they can absorb the lessons in a gentler fashion than having them, you know, just one after another in the book. And so this book was devoted to working with power animals, and now we want to write a book teaching children how to perform ceremonies. And children are ceremonial masters. If you invite
yes.
children to a ceremony that you're performing, they'll come up with the perfect ceremony, all the things to bring, how to create sacred space. So we want to keep working with children who are so open right now and really so hungry for spiritual tools to help them stay centered and feel stable and feel hopeful in the midst of all the changes that we're all experiencing in life.
Exactly. Oh, to be able to recapture the completely unfiltered embracing of the world as it was back when I was a child. I try to keep, you know, that attitude toward it. This book, folks, I know that ultimately you're going to get it for some child or grandchild, some special young reader. Take the time to read it first yourself. Consider that kind of a delicious indulgence, because what you will probably do is have some awakenings within yourself, which is really what this is, another wonderful gateway to connect with Sandra and her work. I encourage you to do so if you're just discovering Sandra for the first time. She has a wonderful website that is a better introduction than I could do even in the full 2 hours of my program. In fact, a whole year's worth of programs could not do it justice. But go to sandraingerman.com, sandraingerman.com. You can, of course, access the book there. You can, of course, connect with the book we discussed last time, The Book of Ceremony. And you will find that Sandra is presenting a wonderfully well-connected realm for you to explore and to help yourself. I find myself sometimes, Sandra, kind of wandering off a path when I come back on to kind of that true center, I kind of like shake my head out of that daze that I was in. But The Hidden Worlds is a way for children to understand that there's a connecting point, and I think a point of stability through what you're offering here for children. And that is just a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, we owe it to our children. We brought them into this world to give them a real foundation and a way to stay centered and to feel that they have guidance, really true guidance and love, and helping beings that are watching out for them in their life. We want to give our children all the tools to navigate the times that we're living in.
And one great way to do it, folks, is to get a copy. In fact, buy a handful of copies of The Hidden Worlds and give those graciously to the young people that are closest to you in your life. Be they your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, the children of friends. This is a wonderful book. You will be planting seeds of contentment in a very imaginative way. Sandra Ingerman is my guest. I am trusting that this will be part of an ongoing conversation with this beautiful person. SandraIngerman.com is her website, SandraIngerman.com. Go there, explore what she has to offer you, and you'll go away from that visitation much better. Sandra, I'm just sitting here smiling a great deal, because The Hidden Worlds is just a gem. I am glad it took the time that it did, because I think things are presented to other people at the right time in the right way. And the waiting, had I first known about when you originally penned the kind of the core essence of what the Hidden Worlds would be, I'm glad I didn't know, because I would have been impatiently waiting for you to complete the project. But I don't have to worry about that now, because you and Catherine has come together, and The Hidden Worlds is just a beautiful book. Folks, get a copy for the young ones in your life that you want to share, to help, and to simply give some wonderful imagination to, and offering them a way to really kind of explore the wonderful hidden worlds that are out there in their lives. Sandra, I look forward to our next conversation. Until then, I don't have to tell you and challenge you to keep doing all the great things you do, because you will do it regardless. May I continue to benefit from those things. That's what I hope.
Thank you, John. And I always benefit from our conversations. You just have a lovely energy and a lovely perspective on life. So thank you so much for all that you do.
My pleasure. I look forward to our next conversation. Until then, take care.